You're listening to Recharged Radio. Justin Wayne.
Welcome back once again to Discovery 2's preview. Of course, the next one is coming up this Thursday, the 25th of October. Yes, it's October. Happy Halloween very soon. We start about 8:30 at the AAA in Kensington. If you've never been there before, head on over to facebook.com/discoverytalent. Get all the info. You can check out all the bands you're going to hear tonight, as well as get your tickets. And if you want to go straight to get your tickets, head to wegottickets.com and search for Discovery 2, and it'll be the first one that comes up. Of course, I'm Justin Wayne. I'm here with Alex and Umang of Discovery 2. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. How are you?
Good.
Busy.
You guys have been very busy. We're going to talk more about that after we hear. Now, this night is starting off with, we've got Stephen Langstaff, Steve Papa Edwards, State of Emergency, three great acts. But it's starting off with Jazz Morley, which is, if that says anything about the night, it says a lot. Because if you're gonna start off a night with the amazing Jazz Morley, the rest of the music is going to be absolutely amazing. So let's hear again from Jazz Morley. You've heard this song before on the Discovery 2, but it's always good to hear this song again. This is actually, when she played last time at Discovery 2, she told us that this is a song about that she wrote to her brother, who is going back to Afghanistan. You've been there already, as a soldier in the British Army. So, and actually, like, if you listen to it, knowing that it's her singing to her brother, it makes it really impactful. So have a listen to this one. Once again, it's called Disconnected. This is Jazz Morley. We'll talk about more about her and the rest of the bands and Discovery 2 in just a minute.
Are always gonna change. Sometimes I can't accept it. You're becoming like a stranger. We're becoming disconnected. I know you're a man now. Let me be your priority just for one day. I love you now as I loved you then, but I know you less every day. Please, can we be? Accept it, but I feel like we're drifting. We're becoming disconnected. I know you're not near me, but I'll still say. Unfair. this message even reach you, to let you know I care. I know you can't just family, but even if I could, and choose you as my brother, I just wish you understood.
Once again, the absolutely talented. I'm not sure if that's what I should say. She's brilliant, Jazz Morley. And the last time I was there, I didn't actually get a chance to interview her. So I'm excited for Claire to interview her. That song made me I had tears in my eyes. I think that's why I didn't interview her, because I was like, oh, when I went up to talk to her. But yes, so really excited to have Jazz Morley down again. At Discovery 2.
It's very moving, that song, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the bands, the other bands you've got on tonight. You've got three brilliant bands. The three of us before we went on had a big talk about State of Emergency, because they're sort of like a super group. You've also got Steve Papa Edwards and Stephen Langstaff. So three sort of self-named artists, and then a band, or what are they? What is State of Emergency?
Well, I describe State of Emergency as a bit of a supergroup, and the music that they do, it's a mixture of reggae, blues, soul, afro, jazz, gospel, country, and rock. And they call it rebel music, dance music, spiritual music, lovers music with a message.
Oh.
The essence of music coming from the roots.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean,
taking it to the future.
If you look at who some of the members have worked with, we've got Tinchy Strider, to Cleveland Watkiss, to Desmond Decker, yeah, Eric Clapton. Who knows what we can hear on the night, really. You know, it's going to be a mixture of just epicness, I would say.
Very cool.
I mean, these musicians in this band have a very, very impressive track record. One of them's been involved with that, the West End theatre show Stomp.
Stomp is awesome.
Ah, very cool. Well, we're gonna hear from them. They're gonna be our last song of this show. I've slowly jumped the gun talking about them. I just thought they were really interesting. But let's talk about Steve Papa Edwards and Stephen Langstaff, the two earlier acts on, because State of Emergency is gonna be a big, huge. Huge, amazing band to finish out the night. But let's talk about Stephen Langstaff, who we're going to hear from next.
Well, I was up at Liverpool Sound City in May at the music conference, and they have gigs in the evening. And my friend Paul Knowles, who manages an Indian artist called Raghu Dixit, said to me, Alex, you must come and hear this singer. So we went to the Epstein Theatre, which was named after Brian Epstein. And he is an indie folk singer from Liverpool, born and bred in Liverpool. And he's got a fantastic voice. And he's done Cafe Nero tours. He supported the Lightning Seeds. He's appeared at Latitude, Cornbury Festival, Wicker Man. He even performed at Heathrow Airport the other day for Cafe Nero.
Oh.
And he's got an album called Colours, which is a self-release. I think he's pretty well established in the northwest of England, but you know, he needs to branch out a bit in the south. So we're really looking forward to putting him on, and hopefully we can help him spread the word a bit. So yeah, he's coming down on Thursday, and I'm really delighted.
Well, he's comparing him to Tracy Chapman and Jeff Buckley is it's a pretty good company being compared to.
Mm.
And that'll be awesome to hear from him on the awesome sound system of the AAA.
Yeah.
And once again, if you want to, here's some homework for you listening, you listener there, Stephen. Stephen Langstaff with two F's. So stephenlangstaff.co.uk. You can check out more about him right now. We're gonna hear from Steve Papa Edwards next. And Alex, what's Steve's? Give us the right URL for Steve Papa Edwards. Is it stevepapaedwards.com or .co.uk?
Yes.
stevepapaedwards.com. And
yeah,
who's the next artist you'll hear from? And because I didn't say it before, Jazz Morley is JazzMorley. So jazzmorley.co.uk. Three things you can check out right now, or you're listening to these next two songs. One of them is going to be, we're actually going to hear the entire sampler of the entire Beautiful People EP from Steve Papa Edwards in just a moment. But right now, this is a remix of Smile from Stephen Langstaff from the Discovery 2 preview.
Smile. All you've gotta do is smile. All you've gotta do is race against the odds again. Chase away the past and then smile. All you've gotta do is smile. All you've gotta do is choose the path that suits you best. Put your patience to the test. Run with me, my lost boy, where the revolutions don't lose me, my lost boy, where the revolutions go. No, don't pretend that you don't know. Pretend that you can't see the sun there in the sky when we could be friends for life. Run. Ready to not see yourself as someone's guest. You be the host, you be the best. Run with me, my lost boy, where the revolutions don't lose me, my lost boy, where the revolution.
Dub is number one.
Sing my song.
Whoa.
Somewhere beyond better days will soon come.
You know we've been living in some dark days, yeah. But now we are looking for another way. But this time it's love, it's all love. So let's come together as one. Sing my song, whoa, whoa.
Everyone,
everyone, yeah.
Freedom is number one.
Number one.
Sing my song, somewhere beyond.
It's a place where we belong.
Everyone under the sun. Freedom is number one.
Oh,
Once again, that is Steve Papa Edwards, and that is the entire sampler for the Beautiful People EP, which is it's not out yet, is it, Alex? It's not not quite yet.
The EP's out, but the album is due to come out next year.
I like the marketing strategy on that. I like the EP first and the album later on. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So check out stevepapaedwards.com and find out all about that. We want to talk a little bit more about Steve. Because he's done Discovery before, hasn't he?
He has. He did the Soho Review Bar a few years ago with a different project. And he's fantastic. I mean, he's got a seriously good, they describe it as a smoked soul vocal. But I mean, he's another one with a musical heritage. He's fronted records for Bob Sinclar. He's had records out on Defected Records, mainly house music. And he's fronted records for Basement Jacks and worked with Richard Hawley. But
I'll tell you how good he is. I saw him at the O2 Wireless Festival. I was forced to go there to see Rihanna because all my friends like that kind of garbage. And you know, I was just on my way to the dubstep tent because that's the only thing I could bear, and I'm pretty sure I saw him. And after doing my homework, after I found out he was playing Discovery, he did say he was at the O2 Wireless Festival. I saw him and stood there for a good 45 minutes in the rain, you know, no coat, no umbrella, and thought, you know, this is pretty awesome. I later find out that who he is, and now I'm really excited to have him at Discovery.
Very cool. Definitely. Well, you guys have been very busy. Discovery 2 has been very busy in the last couple of weeks. You've had, how many gigs have you done since last month, since the last proper Discovery night?
Metropolis
2.
Yeah.
So you've done Power Down, and you've just this week, Claire just sent me over the audio for the Laid Black gig. With a Lone Star, and with, you had some other really good people there as well. It was one of the really good nights.
For me, one aspect of it was like touching history, and it sounds really weird, but we had Astro from UB40 doing a DJ set, and just meeting the man and talking to him about, you know, his career with you before, it was outstanding. And I think
it's really exciting.
Yeah, I think I just describe it to him as like he was passing down the torch from one generation to another generation of reggae, because he was loving Laid Black.
When I know Laid Black is a little bit bigger, has almost outgrown sort of the Discovery 2 thing, but obviously because it was their album launch, you guys did a special gig for them, and I think it's really neat that Astro came down to the Discovery gig, like you say, exactly, to pass a torch on from their generation onto the next one. And really cool to have that done at a Discovery 2 gig.
And they all showed him so much love and respect as well. So it was a really good night. And then we also had a Lone Star He's part of Team Sheeran, as we say, because he's Ed Sheeran's cousin, and he's a rapper.
He's more hardcore than Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he is.
His beats are definitely, I want to say more ghetto, but I they're not really, because I don't know, there's just so much more oomph to his performance, I find, whereas Ed Sheeran's like, he's great, but he's more like the teenage girl.
Well, I don't think a Lone Star is a composing his stuff on an acoustic, a tiny little acoustic guitar with a footprint on it. So a little bit different.
Yeah, but it was amazing because I'll be honest with you, I was expecting good music. I was at the bar and I started hearing a beat, and I was with Emma from Emma Bartholomew PR, and we just went straight over going.
Well, they do. They touch, Lone Star's music does touch the indie community quite well. He's really hooked into that. And I can't remember his producer's name. His producer is really, really good. Makes some really, really good sounds. Like you say, the beats are really infectious. And we saw him at the Exposure Music Awards last year. And I was... in a very big indie music community, because that's sort of what the Exposure Music Awards is, a lot of indie music and rock and stuff. He fit right in and blew everyone away and really, you know, made turn some heads and stuff like that, which I think
he's so charismatic.
Yeah, definitely.
And he had a drummer playing drums as well.
Oh.
Apparently he does play with a live band, so Umong's been chatting to him about maybe doing something next year.
Cool.
With the full band.
Definitely.
So that'll be really interesting, because he was going to bring a keyboard player down, but his keyboard player broke his wrist playing American football.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
But, you know, the energy of the whole night was amazing. And, you know, you'll hear it in that podcast that eventually comes out. And, you know, there are pictures of the stage invasion, which I forced Claire to come up onto the stage with us and dance while Lady Black were playing.
Cool.
And the AAA ran out of rum that night.
Ooh. That's always a good sign, I think.
But just Carol.
Lady Black brought up this girl called Miss Blackman.
Mm.
And she's definitely one to watch. She opened the night and had everyone eating out of her hand.
I'll tell you how awesome she was. She came upstairs to tell me that Alex wanted me. And I said, okay, I'm coming down. She's going to bring people, telling people the show's going to start, bring them downstairs. So she goes, okay, I'll do it. She went up to like six random people walking past and told them there's a great gig coming downstairs. And you know what? They came out and checked it out.
Awesome.
You know, she actually went out, and I think more bands have got to do this, and they've got to be as effective as her. She went out, she brought those people literally off the street into the gig.
That's awesome.
That was amazing. Very and, you cool. know, she wasn't even the main act. And, you know, I really want to give her a massive high five for that.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, we've talked a little bit about State of Emergency already. They're going to be there isn't really ever a headliner at Discovery 2, I don't think. All of the bands are always very good. State of Emergency is going to be the last band of the night. And we were talking about them being a super group already. We haven't talked really about their associations and who they've worked with, because they're older, they're veterans in the music world, especially in London. So what have they been doing?
Steve Marshall, who's put the group together, and he's the vocalist. He is actually Lee Scratch Perry's producer. He's produced George Clinton, and he's worked with Keith Richards. So he's gathered up all these musicians, and it's a fusion sound really that they've got, but it's really infectious. And they're on a tour at the moment, and part of their tour is coming to the AAA. So we're really excited.
It's fantastic.
They've got Ruben Sleepy White on drums, he's worked with the Doobie Brothers, Alton Ellis, and all sorts of people. He's a stunning drummer. In fact, he has performed at Discovery before with a couple of other acts that we've had on in the past. And then Nick Gilmore, who's coming from a jazz background. He's had a formal education in jazz, but he's been involved with Stomp and toured all over the world. And then the bass player, Roger Griffiths, he's worked with Femi Kuti, who's Fela Kuti's son. And he basically has a grounding in reggae, jazz and Afrofusion. And then Tony Green is a virtuoso guitarist, and he's worked on the hip hop scene, like Umong was saying, with Tinchy Strider and Kano and people. But then he's also worked with the reggae foundation type artists like Jimmy Cliff, the Heptones and Freddie McGregor. So I think it's going to be a really interesting night, and the musicality is going to be top notch on Thursday.
Mm. Very cool. Very cool. I'm excited. I'm sad I can't be there anymore. I'm here in good old Walla Walla, Washington, and you guys are going to be blowing it up down there at the AAA. Once again, if you don't have tickets yet, it's obviously West London, AAA, High Street, Kensington is the tube stop. And head over to facebook.com/discoverytalent. All the ticket links are there. You want to go straight to get your tickets. They're £5 ahead of time and £7 at the door, so certainly recommend getting them ahead of time. head over to, we got tickets, and search for Discovery 2. You'll find it straight away. Once again, a big thanks to Umang and to Alex for joining me. Obviously, it's about what time it is here. I had to turn off my clock because it ticks really loud. Yeah, we're about 8 hours apart now, aren't we? It's a bit of a time difference.
Yeah, we are.
But thanks to modern technology,
it's true.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
We're cool.
Live and direct, Justin.
That's right. Well, and the music on these shows is always worth listening to, no matter where you are in the world. So thanks to you for coming back to listen to the Discovery 2 preview. And of course, we'll have the entire live show recorded for you, as well as interviews with each of the bands. Hopefully, very soon after the shows, now that we're all settled and set. Claire's been doing a fantastic job recording, and we're very excited to start turning these around faster for you so you can hear them very soon after the gig if you don't get a chance to go, or if you're somewhere else in the world and you can't get to London, like myself. So, once again, thanks to Alex and Umang, and we are going to hear now from... this is a very humble submission for the preview, because there isn't a vocalist down, so you're going to have to get down to Discovery 2 or listen to the recorded podcast afterwards to hear their vocalist. But I'm sure he's amazing, because the rest of the band is amazing. Yes, so there you go. Facebook.com/discoverytalent. This is State of Emergency, and I haven't given you the link for State of Emergency's webpage. I'm sure they've got one somewhere. If you want to visit them at stateofemergencyltd.com/music, and you'll find out much more about them there. Once again, my name is Justin Wayne, and this is the Discovery 2 preview. Once again, State of Emergency. This song is called Black Gold. See you on Thursday.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharge.